News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
The Minister for Housing, Owen Murphy, has unveiled an interim board for this land development agency. The former Secretary General at the Department of Finance and indeed a friend of News Talk Breakfast, John Moran, has been appointed chair of the Land Development Agency. He joins us now. John, firstly, congratulations on your appointment. I suppose just start by telling people what exactly is the Land Development Agency? What is its job? What is it tasked with doing?
Okay, well, listen, thanks very much again for the opportunity to come on this morning. I guess it's a good place to start because a lot of people understand just how difficult the housing situation has gotten in the country in the last couple of years. And the LDA, or the Land Development Agency, I suppose for many people will be seen as just an institution that's about building those houses as quickly as we can. And that's where I've spoken to the CEO, I've spoken to the people at the Department of Housing. That's the very thing that we probably have to avoid. I mean, there is a need for speed, but we just have to avoid kind of knee-jerk reactions like we've had in the past in terms of where we go. So I suppose what you're really looking for the LDA to do now is to change fundamentally the way in which we do housing in Ireland. And to do that, by, I suppose, two things, really. Opening up access to land, particularly state land, which hasn't been available either because it's owned by one of the other agencies or it's not been sort of considered to be useful for housing, might not be close to transport links. To open up access to that land so more and more land is available in urban areas to actually solve sort of this problem we seem to be having of a blockage in the system of no land. And to do that by actually providing and helping to provide services to those lands so we stop the idea of building houses and waiting for services to come later. We also have to fundamentally, as there are a number of parcels of land already available to the LDA that have been identified quickly. Probably the one that most people will have heard people talking about is the land out in Dundrum that was formerly sort of the hospital there. And to develop plans for how those areas and plots of state land should actually move forward now and provide housing for people that need housing. But not to do it, as I said, in a sort of a knee-jerk reaction of let's just build lots of, you know, housing estate type provision.
I was going to ask you about that because, like, we've spoken on air, I've spoken to you off air about this for many, many times, and I know you're kind of evangelical about how we need to change how we do things in this country, how we build. And I think the government has sent out a pretty big statement in appointing you as chair because they know you would be of that mind. How will you try and do things differently? How will you try and push that?
Well, I think the way you sort of, I said the first thing is it's I've been out, obviously, as you say, on News Talk, and thank you all the time for the opportunity to do that and help sort of get views across. But we have in the Ireland 2040 document that the government published last year, the backdrop of a huge amount of consultation, a huge amount of consultation with the public, and indeed a huge amount of consultation with experts. And much of what's in that document tends to go against the way that in the past Ireland has actually developed its housing stock. Mm. And that's the hard part, right? Because there is an educational process to be gone through. People have to understand the impact of many of the big changes that are happening in the world around us. And that means that we're going to have to potentially think about how we build, where we live, all in a very different way than before. But at some stage, it's a bit like sort of in the previous time that I was in the Department of Finance, we always had a maxim that we should not waste a crisis. There is at the moment a housing crisis in Ireland. There is, I think, probably less understood, a significant climate change crisis that we haven't sort of addressed in any way properly. And when we put all of those together, we actually we see a path to people understanding how things have to change. What's really interesting is the Citizens Assembly climate conversations are probably way ahead of most of what is actually in our current policy documents, things like that. And so it's catching up with that. Now, I think, as I said, there we can't have knee-jerk reactions, right? So In fact, the first task I think of, and I've already spoken with the CEO who I was talking to just after kind of I found out about the appointment, and he's way ahead of all the rest of us already. He's not been wasting time in terms of since the original announcement now, in terms of getting ideas together. And I suspect we're going to plan for a board meeting early in January. And the first question we want to ask is, what is the problem? And what are the levers that if we can use this agency to change them, that we can do things differently and hopefully finally get Ireland out of this boom bust, you know, way we do property? I mean, if you think about it, we have a housing shortage at the moment. 5, 6, 7 years ago, we had an unemployment problem and we had effectively the cheapest line of construction that was ever probably around for the last 2 decades.
Yeah.
And yet the country didn't have any money to actually build those houses while it was going through the Troika bailout. So this agency is not for the next year or 2 years' time, or even I heard you say about the targets up to sort of, you know, of 150,000 houses. It's there for the long term. It's there to finally provide sustainable funding, sustainable land bank that can be called on as we need over time and over decades to actually make sure that we build in the right places and that we can build at the right time. So we're not just chasing a housing market and a sudden acceleration in the need for housing at the same time as everybody else is building lots of houses and therefore construction is expensive.
Okay. Well, look, we wish you well in the new role. It's a hugely important role. And as you say, it's an agency that does have the potential to shape lives and to do things that we've never done before, as in actually plan for our future. So we wish you well. John Moran,